Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Hey, just a quick video and a reaction and some additional information based on what I saw and we know post today. In this video clip I want to play for you, we all know that there is no other conclusion than Biden and the Democrats are trying deliberately to destroy the United States. Well, at the end of this clip, which features Senator Joe Manchin grilling Deb Haaland, the U.S. Secretary of the Interior, about the Biden administration's plan to take off the table at least 50% of the oil available in Alaska. Let me play this clip, and then I'll play additional information that I think LT was asking for regarding Senator Joe Manchin and the factions. Yes, there are factions within our own government at war with each other. Some of those factions side with the Davos elite and the World Economic Forum, like Biden and most of the Democrats, while other factions are fighting for the very soul of our nation.
They're trying to punish you. There's no other conclusion. They tell you they want to increase gas and oil production, and then they do this.
Just the last 3 weeks, the Department of Interior, again, not you, announced that they're taking half of the National Petroleum Reserve set aside by Congress for oil and gas drilling in my state off the table.
Now, you Dems will probably say, well, that's because there's no oil there. Wrong.
The most prolific oil reservoir in the world right now. Everybody who explores there finds billion barrel fields.
Told you. He continues.
Secretary Haaland, your colleague, came to Alaska and announced half of it's off the table. That is not focused on increasing supply.
Supposedly, according to Democrats, we're at war with Russia in Ukraine. So stopping oil and gas production during wartime, isn't that an act of treason?
That would be an act of treason. And folks, what's the punishment for treason? I bring it up all the time. If you haven't looked it up, you can find out. I don't like to share it too much on these videos.
Okay, friends, now here comes the clip of Senator Joe Manchin drilling Deb Haaland, the U.S. Secretary of the Interior, about the Biden administration's plan to destroy the United States' energy independence. Now, after this clip, I'll play a brief segment from my recent interview with Tom Luongo, who noted that it was specifically Senator Joe Manchin and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, both Democrats, who saved us from Biden and the World Economic Forum's Build Back Better multi-trillion dollar dystopia.
And this happened to come up as part of this energy crisis that we're under. And I thought maybe you guys would enjoy watching a Democrat go after them.
Hey, real quickly, Secretary Haaland, I don't know. Did you all just put out a statement? The U.S. Department of Interior just put out a statement. And the statement basically says a proposed program is not a decision to issue specific leases or to authorize any drilling or development. This is from you all's office. So it looks like you are on to shut everything down. Did you know you all put this out?
I am sorry. I am sitting in this hearing and not.
My God, somebody, it shuts it down. It shows what your intent is. Yes, we can. We'll get copies for everything. Basically, it says Secretary Haaland provides updates on offshore leasing program during the Senate testimony. During testimony before the U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources today, Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland confirmed that despite delays in implementation from the previous administration, the Interior Department will release the proposed program, the next step in the five-year offshore energy planning process, by June 30th, 2022, which is the expiration of the current program. A proposed program is not a decision to issue specific leases or to authorize any drilling or development. So we're going to do the proposal, but it doesn't guarantee they're going to do any leasing at all.
Chairman, what I could say is I believe what that is saying is that it's the plan that's coming out.
But you're prefacing it by saying after you're acknowledging the plan, you'll have a plan by June 30th. But you went further to say that doesn't mean that you're issuing any specific leases. If you have a plan, you should have. I mean, we've never done this. This is history. We've never done that before, not issue leases if you put a plan out. The plan has always been a long-term five-year plan to lease.
I don't believe that is saying that we're not going to do any of those things. I think it is.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong. We'll get copies for everybody.
I think it is saying that we're putting the plan out, but not saying
with the intent not to plan. In all honesty, I'm sorry. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Isn't that interesting? A Democrat, Senator Manchin. Is this part of a show? Is it for real? He's actually going after somebody. They're normally in support of anything that destroys our country. That's what I've been under the impression of. I don't know. Maybe you guys can correct me and send me information on what you might have on this Senator Joe Manchin.
Guys, I'll pause it there. I have a lot of respect for LT. He and I have a common friend in attorney Todd Callender. And I just want to share this clip now from my recent interview with Tom Luongo, who specifically calls out Senator Joe Manchin and Senator Kyrsten Sinema as two people, yes, Democrats, fighting to protect the United States from the deliberate agenda of destruction that is the Biden plan for America. Here's Tom Luongo's take on Senator Joe Manchin.
And they have fought tooth and nail to keep them, keep the Fed from raising interest rates. That's what Build Back Better was, Sean. It was $6.5 trillion worth of blackmail of QE that the Fed would have to monetize because no one else wanted the debt. The Democrats were literally trying to burn the country to the ground. And how does Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema stand up to Davos and all the arm twisting and everything else if not very powerful people were standing behind them going, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Your kids aren't going to get killed. No, don't worry about it. You have Secret Service protection. You stand up there and you do that.
No, that's very
serious.
Doesn't
happen if they don't have that backing. And who has that kind of power? Jamie Dimon has that kind of power. Morgan Stanley has that kind of power. BOFA has that kind of power. That's who is behind these people. You have to read the nuance because Manchin and Sinema didn't show up to Congress one day with a big gash over their right eye like Mitch McConnell, John Roberts, Harry Reid, and everybody else who tried to stand up against this stuff, and they all got thrown down the stairs. They never showed up. Manchin never showed up with a shiner.
That's so interesting.
That's the way this is working. No, that's the way this works.
I just want to say, Chris, jump in, man, if you want. But I have to say, that's really powerful analysis. Manchin and Sinema prevented them, the Democrat Party, from burning down this country.
Yes.
Which is exactly what Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum want.
Yes.
And friends, one last word. I will leave a link below to that interview with Tom Luongo. You really should go listen to the whole thing. Thanks for tuning in. For real news every single day, visit us for free at sgtreport.com. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
That I've got a picture that I show on a lot of my shows of Henry Kissinger that he spoke about to the World Health Organization in 2009. And he was telling you right there, basically the long and short of it is that we will be able to manipulate the people. We will be able to inject them, basically profit off all of these injections. They're going to kill them, reduce the population and make this world a better place. That's what he was basically stating, you know, back in 2009. And these truths are finally, they're not looked at conspiracy theories anymore, Sean, because the world is finally waking up.